I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the United States is trying to predict how bad Hurricane Sandy will affect its population, Haiti has already felt its impact. Haiti's soaring food prices were made even worse, says For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart, even though it wasn't a direct hit.
Gonaïve, the area about midway up on the west coast of Haiti that got flooded 4 years ago, is totally underwater again.
Hart says these events always point people to Christ. Next, Every Child Ministries is rescuing temple slaves in Ghana, giving them a chance for new life. Lorella Rouster says that teaching these young girls about Jesus and his love might motivate them to help others.
There might be ways that they could help to free them and help to share the gospel with them. That's our ultimate goal, and of course, a lot of work needs to be done in the meantime to get to that place.
She's talking about the work needed to build a rehab center for former Shrine slaves. One donor has agreed to match every dollar given to ECM to help buy a van for the center. And do you believe that prayer works? Open Doors USA does. November 11th is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and you can make a difference by praying. Open Doors is giving the opportunity to three people to travel and meet real persecuted Christians. Many people have submitted drawings, poems, and other artistic submissions to show the world that we are one with them in hopes of meeting persecuted Christians. For more on IDOP and the giveaway, just go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is a long ways off, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.